Sitka Schools must complete its budget for next year before it knows whether it's getting additional funding from the state or federal government. Assemblymember Tor Christensen suggested at a work session earlier this year that the city pledge some money that would be paid only if the other sources don't come through. But Christensen's suggestion did not come without controversy. Earlier this month, Mayor Cheryl Westover involuntarily recused Christensen from the discussion about the money. Christensen's wife teaches in the school district, and Westover said Christensen mentioned her wish to have lower class sizes immediately before he proposed the additional funding. Westover reiterated her stance last night, again ruling that Christensen should not be able to participate in the conversation. She gave Christensen some time to rebut, but cut him off when he suggested that her ruling was politically motivated.
I do believe that this is motivated because of to get my vote off. I've made that very clear.
Okay, now
I can continue to vote. I can continue to explain why I don't think this is appropriate.
You can't.
And I can and I will. And this is, frankly, the I don't believe that anything I said even reaches the level of extreme bias. And
made my statement. Thank you.
Westover ordered the microphones turned off and put the assembly into recess. It's the second time that she's cut the mics on an assembly member. The first was when Phyllis Hackett failed to yield after being called out of order during a January debate over Pacific High School. After the recess, the assembly voted unanimously to override Westover's ruling. Christensen was allowed back into the debate. Sitka Schools Superintendent Steve Bradshaw says the city has the ability to help out the school district.
In 2009, we took better than a 5% cut, and you added $1.8 million to your reserves. At least that's what your books show.
Bradshaw spoke at length about the school's funding situation and about the city's funding situation, and Assemblymember Terry Blake took exception to his volume.
Now that you've sat here and yelled at me,
I'm sorry.
I don't know where to begin.
Okay.
Last year, I was very supportive of the schools. We were very proactive about moving money your way, and you know I was at that table. But the way I've been treated here tonight, I don't know what to say to you, sir.
Bradshaw apologized for his volume, saying he was a coach for a long time and has what he called a gym voice. Blake noted that other school districts in Alaska are making massive cuts, and he wanted to know whether Sitka is doing the same thing. The school board is set to decide just that tonight. Bradshaw told the assembly that the board is considering three scenarios. In the best case, the district leaves $169,000 in reserves, which allows it to add a special education teacher and an elementary teacher and make no cuts, but that depletes most of the district's reserve. In the worst case, the district cuts its middle school shop program, makes an elementary librarian into a half-time position, and reduces a paraprofessional position.
But I would venture a guess that there is no school district that's making the kind of cuts that they're making that are using up their entirety of their reserve.
Christensen said he felt comfortable guaranteeing $300,000 for the district. He said doing so will allow the schools some room to plan, and that the schools might not even need the money by the time it would be issued.
It's, like I say, I think really going to be paper moving around on a sheet, really, because, frankly, they need to know they have it. They don't actually need to have it. So there's a pretty decent chance that Mr. Sweeney may never write a check, but they just need to know it's there.
Westover said she had just returned from a trip to Washington, D.C., and felt reasonably comfortable that some amount of federal money would come to the schools this year. Hundreds of thousands of dollars in the Secure Rural Schools Act are up for renewal this year, and the success of that has appeared far from certain. At one point, Blake called up Sitka High School principal P.J. Ford Slack, and he asked her what she thinks might happen with the federal funding. Ford Slack said she thinks something will come through, but that she wasn't sure if it would be as much as anyone hoped. And she offered some words about the debate itself.
I know that you do a really tough job, and I know that our board does a really tough job, and I know that our teachers do a really tough job. But Sitka, from my standpoint, has been really fortunate, and it probably has been because of the passion and the vigor and perhaps the disagreements in the conversations. Because I've come from places in the interior where many things have disappeared, where it hasn't been so easy to celebrate the great successes that we've had K to 12, that we haven't had the wonderful programs that have not only been in the school district but meshed with the greater Sitka community. And no, we don't all agree, but the conversations and the disagreements and agreements have been a really important part of keeping the school district at the level at which it is. And I think that says volumes for this community.
The assembly voted 6-1 to give the school district the money. Pete Esquiro voted no. The school board is scheduled for a final vote on its budget tonight at 7 p.m. at the district office boardroom. This is Ed Ronco in Sitka.